Welcome to the jungle. Hey, Alvin, if it's not too much to ask, maybe you mix in a deck of yeah. All right, that's what I'm talking about. That's the deck of yeah I'm looking for on a Friday. We are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you need cash out of your home or a simple way to get it, Rocket can. All right, so let me lay out the Friday edition for you, starting with an open phone first hour. So your telephone number is 1-800-636-8686. I got to admit, I took the 2 weeks off. I came back, and I feel pretty good. Show's been pretty good. You callers have not been that good. So what do you say you step up, shock the world, have yourself a day? 1-800-636-8686. It is toll-free. If you want to hit me up on social, you know how to do so, at Jim Rome. If you want to email me, do so at Rome, R-O-M-E, at HaveAtake.com. All right, so the Friday show looks like this. Open phones in hour number one. I've got an ATP coming up later on. I've got Alvy's Ionic week that was.
Ionic.
I've got the head football coach at Virginia Tech, Brent Pry, top of hour number two. Friday's Big Head Bets segment.
Today's Friday.
It is Friday, Hood. Yesterday was Thursday, and tomorrow is Saturday, and today is Friday all day, all damn day. Anyway, James Kelly, listen, we're not going to be doing this on this show very often going forward. In fact, we're down to our last few episodes, if you want to call it that, of Big Head Bets on air here, because I'm taking it off of this show and giving it its own podcast. So James Kelly at 10:40, we will get down. We actually have a number of things we want to hit this weekend. James Kelly, 10:40 Pacific time. Michael Lombardi, former NFL executive and a host at VSiN, joins me at 11:20. And I want to remind you that I'd rather you not do it right now, but the podcast interview that I have with Manti Te'o is really good. Really, really good. And that's episode 231. So if you want to look for that after the program, go ahead and do it. Once again, toll free, 1-800-636-8686. I would imagine you do not want me to start here. I don't even necessarily want to start here, but it is the job. So why don't we start with the Browns? It's been nearly 24 hours, almost exactly 24 hours, since reports of Deshaun Watson's suspension and the fine which dropped. And to be honest, I am no closer to having the right words to adequately sum up that hideous tire fire of arrogance, stupidity, and downright offensiveness that followed. But as a refresher, let me give you a quick timeline. The first reports came out that the NFL and the NFLPA had agreed to an 11-game suspension and a $5 million fine. As far as I'm concerned, still not enough. Not good enough given the mountain of accusations. The league wanted a full year, but it settled on more games than the original discipline and some money in fines. But the whole thing is such a freaking train wreck. It's a complete disaster, and these dopes don't even know it, or they do know it, and they just don't give a damn. Of those two, I'm not sure what's more offensive, that they're utterly clueless and tone-deaf, or that they know exactly what's up, and they just don't give a bleep. I mean, it's a catastrophe, and not because of just the 11 games, but also because of the fact that this guy's first game back is against the Texans. I mean, holy crap. Did anybody anywhere think about that for even 1 minute? How the hell does that make sense? As I always say, make that make sense. But it only gets worse from there, because the Browns released a statement from Watson that allegedly was an apology. I say allegedly because Watson did not apologize to anybody nor take any accountability or responsibility for anything he had done. It was more of a pep rally speech than anything else. And then moments after that, Watson arrives for the press conference. So never mind anything that he had said in the last couple of weeks, he wiped all of that away when he started bumping his gums yesterday.
I've always stood on my innocence and always said that I've never assaulted anyone or disrespected anyone, and I'm continuing to stand on that. But at the same time, I have to continue to push forward with my life and my career. And for us to be able to move forward, you know, I have to be able to take steps and put pride to the side. And I'm going to continue to stand on my innocence and keep pushing forward. And I've always, you know, stood on not disrespecting or sexual assaulting anyone.
So you know why that quote apology that they tweeted out sucked? Because the guy is not sorry at all for anything other than the position he finds himself in right now, a position he put himself in. The guy releases an apology statement, and then he shows up a few minutes later and says, "Hey, I'm not sorry. In fact, when I said that I was sorry, it was a lie because I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry because I never did anything wrong. In fact, I'm innocent. So why the hell would I apologize for anything at all? For who? For what?" Conor McGregor could not have been more impressed with that non-apology.
I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double champ does what the f*** he wants.
The Cleveland Browns quarterback does what the bleep he wants. This guy walked right up to the mics and set that alleged apology on fire and undercut absolutely anyone that was looking to say that he had learned from this and would grow, because clearly he hasn't. The league looked bad when the discipline was announced, and it looked a billion times worse when Watson got to the mic. Nothing more hilarious than Roger Goodell saying, quote, "Deshaun has committed to doing the hard work on himself," end of quote. And Watson essentially was saying, "The hell I have. Hell no. Why would I do any work on myself when I haven't done anything wrong?" How about Jimmy Haslam? You check his act?
In this country, and hopefully in the world, people deserve second chances, okay?
Yeah, okay, Jim. The thing, though, Watson has to be like, second chance? For what? I'm still on my first chance because I haven't done anything wrong. I'm still on my first chance, and I'm still standing on my innocence. Second chances are for people who do something terribly wrong, and I didn't do anything wrong at all. I mean, Deshaun may as well help OJ find the real killers, because dude is all up in here acting like somehow he has been wronged. Like somehow he has been violated.
Hypothetical.
Like somehow he is the victim. I'm not sure I've ever seen a more entitled, more enabled, more out of touch dude than Deshaun Watson. And it was on full display yesterday. You know how I know, or how I always say that we don't really know any of these guys? Well, now we know Deshaun Watson. He made sure everybody knew who and what he was about during that presser, and what he's not about, namely remorse or contrition. Instead of realizing that an 11-game suspension was actually a win for him and the organization, you know this guy is so pissed that he has to miss even one game, much less 11. They were pissed, reportedly, when it was a 6-game suspension. And then when asked, you know, there's a real contradiction here. I mean, he did apologize, but he's not sorry. So he was then asked, well, what exactly, if you're innocent, what were you apologizing for?
For everyone that was affected about this situation. There was a lot of people that was triggered.
For everybody that was affected by this situation, there were a lot of people that were triggered. Triggered. That's the word you're going with. Triggered. Don't you mean traumatized? I mean, this dude is serial and tone deaf. And Jimmy Haslam is not much better trying to con us into believing how badly Watson feels about the entire thing.
Because we're around him every day, and he said he's remorseful.
You're around him every day, and he said he's remorseful.
Because we're around him every day, and he said he's remorseful.
Yeah, my guy. Were you not just at Watson's presser? Did he look remorseful? Did he sound remorseful? This dude doesn't have an ounce of remorse. What do you mean you're around him every single day and he told you he's remorseful? In fact, you know what? This dude is acting like everybody owes him an apology and not the other way around. He doesn't think that he did anything wrong and he's only paying the fine and sitting out these games so he can get back to football. So again, Watson came off horribly and Jimmy and D. Haslam were not much better. They both jumped in front of the mics and started to make morons of themselves. You know, like when Jimmy did talk about the need for a second chance.
Is he never supposed to play again? Is he never supposed to be part of society? Does he get no chance to rehabilitate himself? And that's what we're going to do, okay? And you could say, well, that's because he's a star quarterback. Well, of course. But if he was Joe Smith, he wouldn't be on the headlines every day.
I mean, dude, did you really just say that? Did the owner really just say that? It's because he's a star quarterback?
Of course.
Hey, Jim, is it because he's a star quarterback?
Well, of course.
Man, you talk about screaming the quiet part out loud. That dude just climbed to the highest rooftop he could find and screamed it as loud as he possibly could.
Well, of course.
And because of that, everything else that he and his wife said are truly pointless. Like, I'm not sure what's worse, how pumped they are to have a quarterback who's been accused of sexual misconduct by dozens of women, or the fact that they also want to take some sort of moral high ground by seeing this as the following.
Just a huge opportunity to talk about the major issues in our country in this area, such as sex trafficking and massage parlor use, etc.
Welcome to the party, D. Thanks for weighing in. Hey, now you're right about one thing. Those are issues.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Those are issues. But respectfully, your quarterback and your husband are pretty much the last people who should be talking about those issues.
Well, of course.
Nothing that was said yesterday by Watson or the Haslams made anything better. In fact, it made it all a hell of a lot worse. And the worst part is, they got handed a win and didn't even know what to do with it. None of the people involved could just take this whole thing as a win and play along. Well, deep down, they know Watson got off easily. Instead, they all embarrassed themselves and everybody involved. I've said it before, I'll say it again right now. The whole thing would be hilarious if it wasn't so offensive and hurtful. From America's team to America's most hated. That day could not have gone any worse. They made it so much worse. 1-800-636-8686. It's almost like the second the penalty came down, the second the settlement was reached, Deshaun Watson could not wait to tell everybody how unsorry he was and that he did nothing wrong and that he's innocent. Now, it's obviously not my favorite thing to start the day with, but I have no choice. I've got a job to do. Something I want to talk about yesterday. I want to see how weird it is to me that Tom Brady is not in camp. In fact, a day after that, it's getting even more bizarre to me. It's very, very weird. That's not normal for a guy like that. Why is he not in camp, and why do they not know when he's coming back? For that guy, very, very peculiar, very strange. So I meant to get to it yesterday. I couldn't, but I will get to it today. In addition to those two stories, I want to talk some Major League Baseball, Sox and Stros. I want to talk about Nebraska football. You see Scott Frost bragging on how many dudes are vomiting in practice. My man, not something you want to brag on. Not something you want to brag on. We already talked about it yesterday, just how important it is for Nebraska to get off to a good start, that if they go all the way to Ireland and they get done by Northwestern, man, that is going to be one nasty flight back. I don't know that I've ever seen a must-win game to start the season like that's a must-win game for Scott Frost and Nebraska. And the fact that he's bragging on guys puking in practice is not making it any better. I mean, easy, Bear Bryant. We'll get there. I mentioned the big head, James Kelly. is going to come in for not, I don't want to say his last segment here or one of his last segments here, but we are going to take that segment off this show and move it to its own podcast in the next few weeks. So we will have that, and that's coming up at 10:40 if you're looking for it. Let me check some reaction right quick before I go to break. Melanie, who calls herself an ex-Browns fan, writes, Jimmy and Dee Haslam have done more harm to a proud Browns franchise and a loyal fan base than Modell did when he moved them to Baltimore. At least the Browns held on to their integrity even though they moved. There is zero integrity now after giving the Predator Watson the biggest contract ever. Jimmy and Dee should be ashamed of themselves, but apparently they're able to rationalize and justify anything. Signed, Melanie, ex-Browns fan. Man, that's how bad that is. Like, she has the Haslams looking up at Art Modell and his bruised scrotum. That is incredible. And by the way, she's not wrong. That's how badly they came off yesterday. That's how much worse they made it. She hates them more than the guy that moved the team. Yeah, of course. And not only that, I literally cannot believe in broad daylight the guy said it out loud. Yeah, of course. It's because he's a great quarterback. Yeah, we know, Jim. Or you would not have guaranteed him a quarter of a bill. And this whole thing about, did they really do their due diligence? Did they really know what they were getting into? Did they really know what they signed up for? Hell yes, they did.
Well, of course.
And if they didn't, they should have. Again, I'm not sure which one's worse. That they knew and they didn't give a damn? Or that they didn't know, because it is their job to know. Either way, they don't give a damn. Turtleneck Tan Man. You're right, pimp. The Browns are a complete train wreck. And we know how to spot train wrecks from experience. Sincerely, Rit on Thursdays during the pandemic. And James Kelly trying to speak the English language.
Winthrop.
Mario in SF. War Kelly. Getting an endorsement deal with Hooked on Phonics as part of the new pod. Hey, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. Hi, May. When I think of C-Town now, all I think about is the serial sexual predator, the disgusting Haslams. I just want to go back to the good old days with John in C-Town and Joe Noah. War Lunch with the Monkey.
Monkeys. I just stayed in my hotel room, man. Every time I look out my window, it's pretty depressing out here, man. It's bad.
So you're not going out?
No. No going out in Cleveland, man. It's all factories.
You're right, Steve. Those were the good old days. John in C-Town. Lunch with a Monkey. Joe Noah cracking back on C-Town. Man, much kinder, gentler times.
It's all factories.
I still cannot believe that I witnessed what I witnessed yesterday when Watson and the Haslams and management got up and said what they said.
Well, of course.
All right, so once again, open phones in hour number one. Top of hour two, I've got the head football coach from Virginia Tech, Brent Pry. The big head, James Kelly, middle of hour number two. Michael Lombardi coming up in the third hour. So the sun might be setting on the summer, but HelloFresh helps me savor every last bite of the season with farm-fresh ingredients and chef-crafted recipes delivered to my front door. Did you know that their ingredients travel from the farm to my doorstep in less than 7 days? This is why my meals always taste deliciously fresh. And HelloFresh has got my back with over 55 items to choose from every single week. From family-friendly and fit and wholesome to veggie, they've got tasty choices that please even the pickiest eaters. And I can even swap sides and proteins to truly customize my meal. Fall is right around the corner, and HelloFresh is ready with flexible options that work with my busy schedule. I can skip a trip to the grocery store and get meal staples, snacks, and more from HelloFresh Market. Because saving time is what I'm all about, aren't you? Sign up today for 16 free meals across 7 boxes plus 3 free gifts with code ROME16 at HelloFresh.com/ROME16. Again, ROME16 at HelloFresh.com/ROME16.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
Damn, Alvy. Angry much? Pretty aggressive.
Joe Smith.
So, welcome back. Some more quick reaction for you. Nate in GR writes, Rome, there is no way that D. Haslam comments about, quote, massage parlors and sex trafficking and not have that as a shot at Robert Kraft. Get your boy Dana White to create a fight between these geriatric old billionaires.
Massage
Nate in GR,
et cetera.
War of the Lions being the new America's team. You know, Nate, I don't know. I have no idea where she was going with that, and I'm not even going to venture a guess.
Et cetera.
Again, a statement that should not have been made. I have no idea where she was going with that, if that's what that was, or if she was trying to suggest that what Deshaun Watson was allegedly doing or accused of really is nothing at all, that the real issue here is sex trafficking. I don't know what the hell she was talking about.
Sex trafficking and
or her old man, or where any of them were going with any of that. As far as the Lions being the new America's team, I do like them. They're intriguing. How about this, Nate? How about you let me decide who America's team is? Because I dubbed the Cleveland Browns America's team, and now they're just America's most hated. And Browns fans, that's not a shot at you at all. Not a shot at you, not a shot at the town, but a shot at ownership and management and the QB1. Because they took a terrible situation and they made it so much worse. Jimmers, money and fame will always, always be more important than accountability and moral responsibility. It's pretty disgusting, isn't it? I'd say more pathetic than anything else. Abigail in San Diego. Unwore the brown eyes.
War lady clones.
Abigail's back. Unwarring the brown eyes. Sean O'Connor, 77, writes, Jim, I don't know about you, but what I took away from Deshaun's whining yesterday was that he's going to book another massage as soon as he can. Yeah, I mean, is it me? But why was this guy acting like he was the one who deserved an apology? Why was this guy acting like he was the one who was victimized? Why was this guy acting like he was the one that was violated? Why was he the one acting like he had something taken from him? Why was he the one that had lied out his ass earlier when he said he was sorry? He's not sorry. He said as much. I stand on my innocence. He, in effect, was saying, you know what, all that stuff I said, I just said it so I could get back to playing football.
I just said it so
we could have this settlement. And the second the settlement was complete, he went right back to the script. I've never disrespected a woman. I stand on my innocence. And yes, I would like my side of the story to come out. Again, how did they not all know that that was a win? They got over. The NFL wanted this guy to be out for an entire year. He's actually going to see the field this year. How was that not good enough? This guy at David 80s tweets, I think the Haslams should stop putting their foot in their mouths. Instead, put them in my mouth. Sincerely, Rex
Everybody's
Ryan.
Their best foot forward.
Let's
you can't
go
just
to
stick your toe in the water. You know, you got your foot up in the air and want to go out there and just put your best foot forward. He's a great player. He's got great feet. We've had some younger players really step up this year. You know, he has good feet. He's another guy who has great feet. You know, you're putting your best foot forward out there and making it happen. Just us going out there.
Here we are.
You
definitely
have to be on your toes.
Hey, David, are you happy with yourself because of that tweet? You should be. That's a good tweet. I think the Haslams should stop putting their foot in their mouths. Instead, put them in my mouth, Rex Ryan. Fatboy Nate writes, throwing up in practice. Try making people vomit in a movie theater. LeBron. True story. True story. Space Jam is not only the greatest movie ever made, but very clearly it means so much to me, my legacy. It means a great deal to my family. I mean, I'm as proud of my role in that movie as probably any work I've ever done. I mean, that is such a big part of my legacy. So I couldn't wait to bring my family to the theater to watch the sequel, LeBron's version. You know, my kids have grown up watching that movie. My kids and their friends have spent many a night watching that movie. We as a family have gathered around the box to watch that movie over and over and over again. And every time I get a royalty check, we celebrate that fact. And we go out to dinner and we talk about how much that movie meant to us. So, yes, the very first night that movie dropped, I could not wait to get my family into the movie theater to watch Space Jam, the sequel. In fact, there were many sleepless nights in anticipation of that movie dropping. Janet would say, well, what's going on? You having a nightmare? I'd say, no, I just can't sleep. I just can't wait for the movie. I can't wait for the movie to drop. And then when I finally bring my family, my kids were so mortified by what they saw, they literally started vomiting. They were throwing up in the movie theater when they saw Space Jam 2. So that's what that guy's talking about. I'm glad that you find humor in that. Not me. Very traumatic. They had like some Space Jam STD. You know how much therapy I had to get those kids? Because you can't, there's certain things that you cannot unsee. Certain things that you cannot take back. Certain things that you can't unwind. Certain things you just can't get beyond. Space Jam 2 is one of those things. That's what that guy's talking about. Noel Vick showing up. Quote, don't blame me for the Watson signing. I take all my roster advice from Ira Craig. Jimmy Haslam, I see what you did there, Vick. You're talking about him getting his roster advice from that homeless dude. I see what you did there. Dear Jim, first the drive, then the fumble. Now we have the enabling. Mike and KC. Here's the bottom line. Aside from the fact that many of you are defending Watson and the Haslams, here's my bottom line. The whole thing is so wrong. So wrong on so many different levels. And I'm not saying that you can just apologize and make it go away. But here's what I am saying. Man, have some freaking accountability. Own it. And stop acting like it didn't happen. And stop acting like somehow you're the victim or you've been done wrong or you're owed an apology. And most of all, stop saying you're sorry when you're not. Stop lying out your ass. Total Big E writes, it's almost like the masseuses molested me. Yours, Deshaun Pervson.
Ron and Nicole were physically dead.
Yeah, I still can't get to a place really where I'm talking football as it relates to this story. But now they're going to be 11 games without. I'm sure the Browns thought, yeah, 6 games. We can make it through 6 games because we actually are a very talented team. We could go 6 games with Jacoby Brissett. But now that it's not 6 and it's 11, then what? Because you know what's going to happen? Watson's going to sit out, and then he's going to show up, and it's going to be in week 13, and he's going to have a ton of rust to knock off. Because by then we're talking like 700 days between starts. Tell you what, it better be worth it. To me, I still am not okay with it, no matter how he plays. But can you imagine if this guy messes the bed and plays poorly, how ugly that's going to get? It's already the ugliest thing ever. I'm just saying. Then you lose the community. Then you lose your fan base. And you already have lost a piece of that already. 1-800-636-8686. All right, so open phones in hour number one. I've got Brent Pry at the top of hour two. You know, James Kelly and I, we're not going to make light of it, but I may actually get into the business aspect of the Browns. Are they still a playoff team? What's their over-under? Yeah, I know. I know. I'm normally the first guy to say, I don't give a damn. I don't care about that. Football is not the thing here. But they are still on the board. They're on gambling boards. Over-under for wins, whether or not they're a playoff team, the odds for them to win it all. I may actually bring that up with James Kelly. Maybe. I'm going to see how it feels. That's coming up in an hour from right now. First up, here is your sports update.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
By now, you should know that Friday, we have a number of staples. We have Albie's Week That Was. And we got the ATP, the Ask the Pros. Ask the Pros brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. What you want to do is go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Submit a question there. Listen later on, and I might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. All right, so phone lines are open, 1-800-636-8686. One more topic that I want to get to, and that's Tom Brady. I meant to get to it yesterday, but then Deshaun Watson's suspension dropped, and it got away from me. But it's still pertinent today. It's still as weird today as it was yesterday to me. In fact, it's more weird today than it was yesterday. He's not in camp. He's not in camp, and nobody seems to know why that is. And to me, it's weird because it's so out of character. He's not there. It's out of character. And yet nobody is saying jack. Now, that said, Bucks fan, no need to panic. I mean, the plan is he'll be back after the preseason game against Tennessee, right? Let's not get into that just yet. Because yesterday, head coach Todd Bowles was asked about it. And here's what he had to say.
We'll see. We'll talk about it next week. I'm not concerned about it right now. We're trying to practice against Tennessee and play a game. I said sometime after Tennessee. There's no definitive date for me, but we'll check on it. We'll keep in touch and we'll find out.
I mean, damn. Again, what the hell is going on here? I want to say that if anybody deserves the benefit of the doubt, it's the GOAT. Just don't tell me that it's nothing. And don't tell me it's not weird. It is weird. It's really freaking weird, and it's getting more and more weird by the day. Forget for a moment the fact that it's so weird that the most dedicated player in the history of sports, I want to re-emphasize that, the most dedicated player in the history of sports has vanished from camp for an extended period of time, and nobody knows why, and nobody is saying why, if they do know why, or when he'll be back. How weird is it that the head coach does not know when his Hall of Fame starting quarterback is going to be in camp? He either doesn't know or he does and he's not saying. Either way, he looks bad. I mean, how utterly ridiculous is it that Todd Bowles, in his first year as Bucks head coach, doesn't know when Tom Brady is going to be with the team?
Kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It doesn't sound like Brady's doing very much to keep him in the loop either. So don't tell me the coach isn't concerned. There's no way that he's not concerned about it. And I understand that it is Tom Brady. But since when has any coach been totally cool with their starting quarterback leaving the team for an undetermined amount of time? Like, the best ability is availability, and this franchise quarterback's ability is TBD. And his reason for not being there is TBD, at least publicly. So we don't know why he's gone, and we don't know when he's coming back, or if he is coming back. Because at some point you have to ask the question, what if this guy just doesn't come back? And again, the reports have been that Brady's absence has nothing to do with family or health matters. And I know the team says they're cool with this, but there's no way they can be. How could they be? Now, I'm not saying Tom Brady needs training camp reps, but he's always wanted them in the past. a ton of them, almost all of them, and now he's not even around. Now when they've got some new key pieces on offense, isn't this always the guy who's trying to get everybody on the same page and get connected? Yet that guy's not there. And not only do they have new pieces, but it is an offseason that has seen that same quarterback retire, unretire, the head coach retire, his best friend and tight end retire, the quarterback himself getting involved in a tampering scandal with another team, and some important changes on offense. So what I'm getting at is if ever there was a time when you want your star or starting quarterback, you know, your rock, the guy who sets the tone, the guy who sets pretty much the entire culture of the entire organization, if ever there was a time that you wanted that guy to be there for the team, it's right now. But dude is AWOL, and no one is saying why or for how long. And I'm supposed to be here, and you're supposed to have me believe that, you know what? Probably the guy retired, and then he set something up for the family, and he's just staying true to that. Like, he made plans while he was retired and does not want to go back on that. All right, fine. Why not just say that? Why not just say that? They're not saying anything. And now they're left to answer to, where is he? Where's Tommy? When's he coming back? What's going on? And nobody has an answer. Like, how bad of a spot did Brady put the head coach in? How bad does the head coach look right now? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know when he's coming back. I don't really know what's up. And the thing is, what can he really do? What can any of them do? What can Todd Bowles do? He can't tell Brady when he has to come back. Brady will tell him when he's damn good and ready to come back, if he comes back at all. Again, the team will have you believe that this was all pre-planned, that this was all agreed upon. And I would ask, y'all agreed to let a guy who retired and then unretired miss a big chunk of camp without telling you how big that chunk would be? Y'all were fine with that? You all agreed to that? That was the pre-plan. That I could leave at any moment, and I'm not going to tell you how long I'm going to be gone. That's something you all agreed on. Hey, how about this? Is it possible that maybe this guy already retired a second time this offseason and just didn't tell any of you? How do you know he's not retired already? Again. Like, weird is normally good, but not in this case. Weird is bad. And this is weird as hell. Like, literally every thought and decision and choice that this guy has made over the last few decades has been as a result of becoming the best player and best leader he could possibly be for his team and his organization. Everything. Yet camp is ongoing right now, and this dude is on the lam. And not for a day or two, but for several days, and no one knows when he's coming back. And if it really is nothing, why aren't any of them saying what it is if it's nothing? If it's nothing more than a 45-year-old guy not needing reps and saving himself for the season, why not just say that? Why all the mystery? Again, we're not talking about a dude not playing in a preseason game, right? We're not talking about like Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, I don't need that. I don't need that. The risk is not worth the reward. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a guy who's not showing up at the facility and not saying when he will. So don't tell me that's normal. Don't tell me that's not weird, because it is weird. It's weird as hell. And if the Bucks aren't concerned, they should be. Like, I don't know where this guy is or what he's doing. You know, maybe somewhere he's smashing root beer floats and making up for all that lost time and all those years of avocado ice cream. I don't know. How about this? Instead of calling the team, Tom needs to call a plumber, because he's turning Todd Bowles into Toilet Bowles. Yeah, I take that back. I just wanted to say it myself because I knew one of you would. It sounds better coming from me than one of you. I retract that. That was extremely sophomoric. That belongs with the so-called hodgepodge of nothingness.
Hodgepodge of nothingness.
You're welcome.
Hey, Bucks fan, now actually might be a pretty good time to panic. Just in case, I'm not saying give up on the year, but just in case, maybe you buy or reserve some tickets to the Blaine train. Maybe you get ready for the Ryan Griffin mission. Maybe you mount up for the Trask attack. Another one of my favorite excuses is that, hey man, he's just trying to get these guys ready. Yeah, because that's what a 45-year-old Tom Brady wants to do when he's got one more shot at winning a ring. He wants to use this time to make sure that Ryan Griffin is getting reps. Oh, okay. Don't tell me it's not weird. It's really weird. Really weird. Chris in Milwaukee writes, Jimmy, has anyone checked Leonard Fournette's stomach for Tom Brady? Yeah, I don't know if he's there. Listen, one more point I want to make about this. This is obviously a guy that did not want to be there. Obviously a guy who still does not want to be there. How do I know? He's not there. That's how I know. How else do I know? He was talking to the Dolphins reportedly last year. And don't tell me it was about joining the ownership group. In season, while playing for the Bucks, he reportedly was talking to the Dolphins about playing for them. Another example of how he does not want to be there. You know how else I know he didn't want to be there? He retired. That's how I know. At Dr. Dre NoCal writes, Dear Jim, what's wrong with missing a little time for personal reasons? Signed, Kyrie Irving. I'll tell you what's wrong. That's Kyrie's brand. Brady's brand is he never misses anything. Never misses an opportunity to get better. Never misses an opportunity to get on the same page with his receivers. Remember during the pandemic when they were told to stand down and this guy was organizing practices on high school fields? While Bruce Arians was cutting PSAs about doing the right thing and being safe? And you're going to tell me it's not weird as hell if this guy just disappeared for as long as he has. I'm going to tell you you're wrong. It's really weird.